Hey, this is Hannah Fry. I play basketball and softball for Dobbins Bennett, and this is the No Playbook Podcast.
Thanks for checking out the show. It's the podcast where I interview the outstanding athletes, coaches, and experts from East Tennessee. Today, heading back to the Tri-Cities. Got another Dobbins Bennett athlete on the show today. If you didn't hear my recent episode with Charlie McHugh, you missed a good one. He's a great kid. It was a great interview. He's actually who set me up with today's guest. Charlie hooked me up with Hannah Fry. Hannah plays basketball and softball for Dobbins Bennett. She recently committed to play at the next level for Gardner-Webb University, going to play softball there. We talk about her recruiting experience, her time at DB, and she shares a cool story about how she scored her 1,000th point in basketball despite getting a bad injury just 4 points shy of the mark. This episode is sponsored by D1 Training and Ben Cash Photography. I'll get to Hannah right after this. Sit tight.
D1 is the place for the athlete. When you join the D1 team, you don't just go to a gym. You're part of a team, a family.
Family on three, one, two, three. Family.
If you're looking for a place to get better, to improve, to strive for the goals that you have, then D1 might be the right place for you. Book your free one-on-one assessment today. Don't wait.
D1. Learn more about area facilities in Hardin Valley and Blount County at d1training.com. Ben Cash Photography turns passion into art, specializing in world-class sports photography. Ben Cash is a former college baseball player with over a decade of experience capturing the essence of athleticism from local high schools to the SEC. Ben is now taking game reservations to cover events from all over East Tennessee. You can connect with Ben on social media. That's where you can see his full portfolio. Ben Cash Photography, where every shot is a masterpiece. Book your game coverage today and let the memories live forever.
Doing a lot better mentally and physically after the injury and everything. So,
did y'all have practice today?
Yeah, we did. I mean, obviously, I can't do anything, but I just sit over there and sometimes keep the clock. And I like to be there with everybody. So,
root on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell the injury again, if you don't mind.
So I was dribbling. I just stole the ball, and I was dribbling in. And I was thinking, like, I'm going to go up, like, strong and get the contact. So I planted my foot. And when I did that, I felt my knee slide like that. But it kind of went to the side. And when that happened, as soon as I hit the ground, it hurt so bad. And, I mean, I didn't want to believe it, but I pretty much knew it was serious in that moment.
You got your 1,000 points, though. First, right?
I did. Yeah. It was really emotional.
Is that something that you, like, a number that you were shooting for? Did you have, like, that in the back of your mind?
Honestly, yeah. When I came to DB, like, obviously that wasn't the only thing I was focused on, but that really was my main goal, was to hit 1,000, because not many people in the program have done it. So it had always been my dream. And I didn't know if I wanted to play basketball or softball in college at the time. So,
yeah. Well, I guess bringing that up, that's leads to my question of how is it kind of balancing softball and basketball? Do you think, are you going to be well enough to play?
For DB, I'm out for the season. That's when the beginning of a long recovery. So yeah, I'll be out for all that. Definitely most of travel ball, but it is hard to balance basketball and softball, just because, especially in the summer when you have basketball with your school, but then you have travel ball, which is what I also committed to. So my basketball coach has been really good about, like, working around my schedule, and he understands, you know, that I wanted to play in college and everything, and that I am going to. So really it's just about communication, but it really has been a challenge. But I knew I didn't want to give up basketball. I've played it my whole life, and it meant a lot to me because my dad had coached me for so long, and I had played with those girls since middle school. So I'd been playing, it had been 7 years that I'd been playing with them, and I just wasn't ready to give all of it up. I knew that it would end soon, but
yeah. You say your dad's a coach. What does he coach?
Oh, he coached me just from a young age and stuff, just my travel
Got it.
teams and everything. But he's not coach of an actual team. I mean, he coached a long time ago for John Battle, the girls at John Battle, but that was just a little thing. That wasn't anything official.
Yeah, no, but so much starts on the younger level and some of those traveling teams. That's how like real programs are built, is teaching those fundamentals super early. What made you, I guess, pick finally that softball was what you wanted to play at the next level?
So my freshman year, everybody had told me leading up to my freshman year that I would know. And I was like, I don't think I will. But as much as I loved basketball and stuff, I had a great freshman year at DB. I had the most like the best like leaders to look up to. The seniors were like so amazing and great to all of us. And it just felt I just like I just loved it. I felt like so much more in love with it my freshman year. And not to say that basketball, like that I hated it or anything, but there was just something special about it. And I just grew like a fire and want for it. And I guess I'd always kind of leaned towards softball. So then just one day I just knew that that's what I
Huh.
wanted to do.
Well, how about recruiting? Like, when did that start for you?
So my sophomore year is really when I got on a big travel team that really traveled. I got on Fury Platinum X when I was a sophomore, and they helped me a lot. I played with some amazing talent. I had never seen players like that before. My coach Jimmy had a lot of experience in recruiting, so that's where it all started. He helped me a lot, and just the other girls on the team, just how good they were. Like there was a girl that committed to Clemson on that team, and one that committed to Kentucky on that team. So, just the, when they say that the players help you a lot, the players really do help you a lot. So, just everybody on the team and everything.
So, talking about Gardner Webb, which is where you've committed to play, what was it about that place that really kind of turned your head and made you decide to pull the trigger and sign with them?
So when I went on my visit, they were just really enthusiastic. And they, when people say when you know, like that's actually so true. Whenever I went on campus, I just loved it. And the coaches, they were just so great to me and welcoming to me. And they, again, they said they wanted me and it just felt nice to be wanted. They were talking about like playing my freshman year. And I knew I wanted to go to somewhere where I wanted to play because just, I get like not everybody gets to play like freshman year, but that's just was something I knew I wanted. And D1 had always been my dream. So the coaching staff really was the main thing. And they're young. They have a lot of experience and they have a lot of experience. The players, when I went on the visit, they told me they were like, one thing about this place is I don't dread practice. I don't feel like, oh my gosh, another day. They're like, oh, I get to practice today, and I want to be somewhere where I love it. I don't want to like go to somewhere and just hate it and want to quit. I want to play, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Did the school feel like home too?
Definitely, definitely.
Do you think you're gonna miss Kingsport during the bulk of the year?
I really do. I talked for I was talking about this the other day. I had been talking like my whole high school career. I was like, I can't wait to move out of here. I can't wait to just go on. But now that I'm a senior, I don't really, it's scary to leave. I'm gonna miss my family a lot and the community I've built. I live in a small town, so really community is like everything here. But really, it's my family that I'm gonna miss the most, even though they're a couple hours away. It's still, it's not the same, and that is the main thing that I'll miss.
Yeah. I'm getting to learn so much about the Tri-Cities as I keep traveling up that way. And it's such a nice place. It just feels like a great community. Everybody's so nice and really real hometown feel. But also it's not that small when you like really think about like Kingsport, Bristol, Johnson City, that whole area. It's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, if you look at the three of them, I guess if you look at it as like one thing, it looks pretty big. But I mean, I feel like everybody knows like everybody. I feel like I can walk into a store and I'll know at least somebody there, you know? But yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, so I mentioned I've been coming up there. Of course, we've got a D1 training. Are you familiar with D1?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay. So we do a lot of like extra training with athletes. Do you do anything off the court or off the diamond to kind of work on your speed and agility, that kind of stuff?
We have a strength coach at DB. He's helped me a little bit, but I just go there for the whenever it's What's the scheduled name? Workouts. Coach Fleming.
Yeah. Is it Zach? No.
Yeah, it's Zach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've swapped some messages with Zach.
Yeah. So he's been great. He's really good about like keeping the females involved, especially and everything. And he cares a lot. So I'm really grateful I have him as a strength coach and everything.
Yeah, that's really good when you got a coach that's really dedicated like that. Something we see with a lot of schools is even places that have a strength coach, it kind of is just the folks that are just getting the weight room time is like the big three, like football, basketball, baseball. And there's so many sports like soccer, volleyball, wrestling. Like these are school sports where these athletes are giving their all and they're not really getting a lot of attention. So I'm glad to hear that everybody is getting some equal time there at DB.
Yeah, for sure. He's great.
Well, that's good. Hannah, what's something that very few people know about you?
Okay, so whenever I was younger, are you familiar with Beach Mountain, the ski resort?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So when I was younger, I actually used to ski competitively on the beach ski team. So I did that for like four years, and I would race. I would compete and everything. And not many people know that. At the time I was like, nobody skis. I was like almost embarrassed about it because I was like, nobody skis and I just thought that they wouldn't look at it like as a good thing or anything. So I kept that a secret for so long. But now that I'm getting older, it's like I mean I loved it. I love it. And I mean, so yeah, that's something not many people know.
That's so crazy that you're bringing that up today. I mean, I haven't thought about Beach Mountain in forever. And today I saw an Instagram reel of a black bear walking on the mountain while like people are skiing around it.
I saw that. Yeah. That's, I haven't been in a long time, but.
And my friends and I used to go to Sugar too.
Yeah, I went to Sugar too. I skied for both Beach and Sugar, but I started at Beach and then went to Sugar. I think I was only there for like a year. Just when I hit middle school, I think sixth grade was my last year. And when I hit middle school, it's just hard because, I mean, I live here and that's like two hours away. So the competitions were hard to get to when I had basketball every day and everything. So that's when it stopped.
Do you think you have any softball or basketball, like sports idols or mentors?
Well, a mentor I would definitely say is Kaylin Cole. She played at Tennessee for a year. She transferred to Tennessee Tech after that. She helped me so much. She really is the one that taught me about recruiting and everything because I had no idea. No, she's from Newport. She was friends with my cousin, and he introduced me to her because he knew that she played and everything. So I had no idea how recruiting worked. I had no idea how to get recruited, how to talk to coaches. I didn't know about emailing. So she sat down with me. She had this long talk and just helped me so much. And I mean, she was a big time player. I mean, she got recruited by Tennessee and Kentucky and some other big schools like that. So just having her there alongside me and everything, and she played for Fury. So she got me on that team. I don't play for Fury anymore though. I play for Carolina Elite, but she really did introduce me to the bigger teams and everything. So I'm so grateful for her. Cause honestly, I don't think I'd be where I am without her.
That's great. Anytime you can have somebody in your corner like that to help out, because everybody needs some help. We haven't done, you know, whatever stage of life you're in, you haven't done it before. So you need a little guidance.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I have an older brother, but he didn't play sports or anything like that. So this was my parents' first time walking through it too. I mean, it's not like I had an older sister or anything that had been through the recruiting process before. So
I'm trying to learn this. So I like to ask this question of folks from the Tri-Cities. What is a restaurant that like I've got to try when I'm up there? Because I probably visit maybe once every 2 weeks. I'm up that way. Like, what's a spot I need to hit up?
Oh my gosh. You asked the perfect person. Okay. I love Giuseppe's. I don't know if you've been there before. Giuseppe's, no. It's an Italian restaurant and it's so good. It almost closed back in December because somebody bought it out, but the deal fell through and I'm so happy because it's like 2 minutes from my house. And it's the best Italian restaurant. I feel like I crave it every day.
Now, is this like date night kind of Italian, or is this a little low end?
I'd say it's probably date night Italian.
Okay. I mean, truth be told, I'm typically up there just me and our GM from D1. I don't know how he'd feel about, hey, you want to go to Giuseppe's?
Well, you could go is like with friends too. My a girl on our basketball team, her mom is actually the manager there. So we get it catered to like our banquet and we get it catered as like our pregame meal sometimes. And it's my favorite meal.
Yeah. But talk about kind of like a smaller place where they almost had to sell. Those are some of my favorite kind of restaurants, you know?
Yeah.
I had a job where I visited. I had to go up to Manhattan about once every 2 months. And there's all the places that people tell you to go. You got to go to this pizza place, or you got to go to this nice restaurant. There was an Italian spot that looked like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Godfather. It looked like the restaurant in The Godfather, a small little place. And it's the place I like miss the most. I'm like, if I could go back up there, I wish I could go to this place. Or there's a place called Los Tacos. But if I could go to this Italian place, which I could mention it to people from Manhattan, they would have no idea what it is. But those are the places when the like chef is really into it and
yeah,
it takes pride in his stuff. So I love those spots.
Yeah, for sure.
So one last question. Everybody gets it on the show. What is one outstanding sports memory for you? Like unforgettable. And you could share one either as a spectator or as an athlete.
Okay. I would say it's probably what happened yesterday. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So yesterday, I've never had an injury like I've had recently. So just what happened was they let Greenville score the 4 points and then they let me score 4 to get my 1,000. And I was really upset. I couldn't that I hurt myself right before 1,000. So the fact that they let me do that and my coach went out of his way to look through all the books, all the game film to find me the 4 points and every like the points that he missed. It was just really special. It was everybody. I got a standing ovation. I got the sign and all my teammates there hugging me. Like it just was a lot to take in. It was really, it made me so emotional. It's something I really will never forget. I mean, it just shows how many people like cared for me and it was just amazing. I mean, it just felt surreal, really.
Now, did you hobble out there to actually score the points, or was it something that they were able to find back in the tape?
Are you talking about the points my coach found before?
Yeah, these extra 4. Did you like limp out there and shoot with your injury?
Oh, yeah. So when I hurt myself, I thought I was 7 away. But my coach went back through all the game film, all the books, everything, and he found 4 points that he missed. So then I can walk fine. I just can't run, obviously jump or anything like that. But I started on crutches, but it's starting to get stronger because you're supposed to have full range of motion before surgery and everything. So I walked out there. My friend, one of my best friends on the team, she assisted me my 1,000th point. And it was just really special.
That really is cool. That's one of the best stories I've heard. You see about those like moments go viral when something like that happens, but that's really cool. I didn't realize that your 1,000th point came like that.
Yeah.
Very, Very cool. Thank you so much, Hannah. I appreciate you spending the time with me. Best of luck at Gardner Webb, and hope we can stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks so much for checking out the show. Please go follow Hannah Fry on social media and follow the show as well at No Playbook Pod.